Yes, there's 32, which is a huge number, really, when you think about the overall ratio of Jews in the broader population of Australia. That's a very, very outstanding effort. In the Jewish news this week, we've covered each and every one of them in six pages. So while I can't go through them all on the radio program, I think I should mention a few, don't you think?
Yes, I would like you to mention a few. Of course, we can mention 32. So I hope that the 32 people, if we don't mention their names, yes, don't be upset with us, but the Jewish News actually lists them in full.
Right.
And you can see photos and their full stories in the Jewish News this week. But can you please highlight a few of them? Maybe we can start with the top honor, with a companion of the Order of Australia that was awarded to Jeffrey Rosenfeld.
Yes, so Professor Jeffrey Rosenfeld, he's had an amazing career in two fascinating areas, really, when you think about it. Rosenfeld has been the Alfred Hospital senior neurosurgeon since 2015. And on top of that, he's been a senior military surgeon in the Australian Army. He's actually served all over the world, but his two Middle Eastern military involvements have been in Iraq during the Second Gulf War, but also during last year's campaign against ISIS in Mosul. And he's done many other things too. He's been patron-in-chief of the Victorian Association of Jewish Ex- and Servicemen and Women. And he just said he hopes to be seen as a role model for young Jewish Australians.
It's amazing. I never imagined that there was a Dr. Jeffrey Rosenfeld in Iraq during the war. It's quite amazing.
Yeah, it is. And he's been there twice in the Middle East serving as a Jewish Australian. Incredible, incredible.
Yeah, congratulations to Dr. Jeffrey Rosenfeld. Many of our listeners, especially in Victoria, they know Dr. Danny Lamb.
Yeah, so Dr. Danny Lamb has received an AM, a member of the Order of Australia. He's done a stack of amazing things as well. He's a former president of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry and the Zionist Council of Victoria, now Zionism Victoria, and he's worked as well for the Jewish Agency, for Israel Keren Hayasod, and he's played a key role in the founding of Yavneh College.
That's amazing. And another person from Victoria, also very well known to our listeners, is Leon Kempler. He got AM.
Yes, yeah, so he's received an AM as well for being a stalwart of the community. He has been, for the last 14 years, served as chairman of the Advisory Council at Questacon, which I'm sure everyone's been to at some stage in Canberra. He's been director of the Wonderment Walk and the General Sir John Monash Foundation. And he actually was the recipient of the Jerusalem Prize once, which is another outstanding accolade.
Well, I met him when he was very active as the chairman of Australia-Israel Chamber of Commerce, and he did so much to promote trade between Israel and Australia. Another lady got to OAM from New South Wales is Roberta Gut.
Yes, so Roberta Gut, she started off as just a part-time music teacher at Moriah College 30 years ago, and she's been there for 30 years. She's gone up to become director, stage amazing musicals, and even takes, I think for the seventh time last year, members of the orchestra overseas to the USA and Israel to perform. And she said she absolutely loves what she does, and she'll just keep on going on. And a nice touch is the school anniversary, is 75th anniversary is coming up, and she's going to direct Fiddler on the Roof, featuring a cast of 300 students.
This is amazing, because I remember in the 90s, I was at SBS already, and I recorded Fiddler on the Roof, one of her productions.
Oh, really?
A beautiful production. I think it was in the early 90s at Moriah College. And I thought, what an amazing lady to put up such a production. Oh. So it's amazing that she's doing it again.
Yeah. Oh, you can go again and enjoy
it. I'd love to go again, because it was something to see. It was absolutely magnificent, very, very special. And there is a very well-known rabbi from Victoria, Rabbi Ralph Genende, OAM.
Yes, so he's earned that honor, and he's been the Caulfield Hebrew Congregation senior rabbi since 1997. His trailblazers initiated the synagogue Social Justice and Action Committee and laid the foundation for its Incas 572 Young Adults group. So it's really rejuvenating the next generation at their congregation.
I must mention Aaron Kleinlehrer. And I must say, he's a philanthropist and a Holocaust survivor, actually made it possible for the Emanuel School to be built up and prosper. So I want to congratulate Aaron Kleinlehrer, OAM.
He's in his 96th year this year.
And he's still active. He's still looking after the Emanuel School. I mean, he was looking after it for years.
Yeah. And he's recently pledged $1 million for Nefesh Synagogue.
And we are talking to Shane Dziadnik, a journalist at Australian Jewish News. Shane, I want to take you away from the honours list to a different topic that really worry our listeners. I'm talking about this time about Malka Leifa, that an Israeli judge has let Malka Leifa off the hook for another 6 months, ruling out extradition hearings until June. If you please remind our listeners what, why Australia is trying to extradite her.
Yeah, sure. So Malka Leifa, she's wanted on 74 charges of child sexual abuse. She was the principal at former principal at Adas Israel School, Victoria. She moved to Israel. The judge in Israel judging the case. This is the third time that he has ruled out extradition to Australia, which is what the Australian government is aiming for. The judge's decision was based on her claim that she was too unwell to face legal proceedings. So every 6 months, basically, the judge can make a decision, and this is the third time he's made that decision not to extradite her.
And we're talking to Shane Dziadnik, a journalist at Australian Jewish News. Shane, before I let you go, I would like to mention the special exhibition at the Sydney Jewish Museum.
Yes, this is very exciting. The museum has done such amazing work in the last few years. Of course, last year they opened the new permanent Holocaust exhibition, which is outstanding. If you haven't been, make sure you go. Now, they've just opened last week a human rights exhibition, permanent exhibition, which is believed to be the first of its kind in any Australian museum. To give you a bit of a taste of what it's like, it's got a timeline wall of major human rights developments and violations. It's got multimedia displays where you can actually look at current issues and historic issues with a special Australian focus they've introduced. So you can look at things like the rights of Indigenous peoples, people with a disability, asylum seekers and refugees. The last section is designed for people who ask questions and leave comments about contemporary questions about human rights. So there's a lot to see and do there, and it's kind of really nice too that it matches so well with the Holocaust exhibition in the same building.
Shane Dziadnik, a journalist at the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.